Hello again. We're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sand.
I'd like to suggest that the truth about the Kennedy assassination, far from being a matter of interest only to historians, and not even to most of them, will help us understand how we arrived at a point where people as respectable as New York attorney Martin Garbus are comparing the current U.S. government with the rise of fascism in the mid-20th century.
Joan Mellon, author of A Farewell to Justice, Jim Garrison, JFK's Assassination, and the Case That Should Have Changed History, spoke at the Society for Ethical Culture in New York City in January. Today, we hear Professor Mellon speak about her book and its implications. Plus, we will have a report on a forum to boost participation by black males on local school councils in Chicago. But first, we take you to the streets of Chicago on Saturday, March 18th, where I followed three different feeder marches to their rally with thousands of other marchers at Union Park. Here is a short montage of Saturday's actions.
Yeah. Don't let these police intimidate you now. Y'all ready to march?
Yeah.
All right.
Coming from?
This came from St. Pius Church.
And at Centro Sin Fronteras, which is down on Blue Island and 23rd, thereabouts.
This is the labor contingent, union people against the war, which most union people are against the war.
Hi, what's the name of your group?
United Electrical Radio and Machine Workers of America. I'm from here in Chicago. In fact, we're about to walk by our union hall here right on Union Row.
Excuse me, can I ask you what group are you with?
Hyde Park is for peace and justice.
We're the billionaires for Bush. We're appalled that there would be so many people who don't feel as if George W. Bush is not making the right choices for them. After all, he's just the best president that our money could possibly have purchased for them.
Billionaires of the world unite! Working stiffs, give up the fight!
Patricia Barth from Des Plaines, Illinois.
Donald Barron from Milwaukee.
What's your sign say?
This one, Bush is a Category 5 disaster. And this side says, quagmire accomplished.
And this side says, our troops are in the wrong Gulf.
Where are you from? What's your sign says?
I'm Richard David, and I work at Stroger Hospital of Cook County and here in Chicago. And the sign says, nurses and doctors say, no oil wars.
I'm Shabana Khan. I'm from Islamic Foundation Villa Park. And this sign says, no blood for oil. And this sign says, we want peace, not war.
Presidents is out of order, but freedom's coming. Gotta grab it, want it, love it, teach it, need it, feed it, give it to the children, future freedom fighters.
We have more than a dozen feeder marches here today, and I know most of you took part in them, so you've been marching all day long. That's a lot of people covering a lot of ground today. Our message is getting out there in a big way.
As George Bush and his administration continue their war on terrorism, let us keep in mind one thing. The two greatest terrorists of our time are the United States and Israel.
We will not fight in a war to occupy another country and come home to find that our country is deporting our parents and loved ones.
I was also in Iraq. I've walked down the streets of Fallujah before pretty much the whole city was leveled. And then on a video done by the Italians showing what happened in Fallujah, the white phosphorus. I've also seen these bodies that were just charred. I mean, this is upsetting stuff. I mean, this is very serious. People are dying over there every day. And then I wonder, for what cause? Is it for, you know, what we believe is to bring freedom to the country? Is that what freedom is? To draw white phosphorus on people, to bomb them, you know? I mean, I just feel like there should be a better way.
Whose profits?
Our profits.
Whose oil?
Our oil.
Whose army?
Our army.
Whose war?
Our war.
Whose taxes?
Your taxes.
You've been listening to the voices from the afternoon anti-war protest on Saturday, March 18th. That evening, thousands celebrated the Festival of Rights, marching down Michigan Avenue in a festive display of resistance to war and torture. Chicago Indy Media webcast throughout the day.
And here, we got a phone call from the field. Let's see who's calling. Hello, Chicago Indy Media. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mitchell, this is Dale from Clark Street.
Okay.
And I had a chance to look back on Wacker. The parade is stretching two blocks ahead of me from this point and another 4 to 5 blocks behind me. 15,000 would be easily a good call on this one.
Watch the website for archives of that webcast. We're coming to you from the trenches.